You are currently on the internet listening to processstories.com with your host,
amateurblondemusic.com. Oh my God, how was everybody's Super Bowl Sunday?
Hey everybody.
Hey guys.
Hey everybody.
Hey everybody.
Hey everybody.
Hey guys, what's up? L.I.C. Rhino.
I have often been asked to play a number all the way through.
With another audio process story. What did I get done today? Today's Monday, February 8th. Time is flying. It's already been a month since I first found out that they may or may not put my music into The Walking Dead. And it's looking like now I've got some new info to share on this Monday here, on this cold Monday in New York City, Long Island City. Hey guys, I am not crazy. Sorry, I got cut off there. I got a phone call from my good friend in LA who's probably going to release a record. Not probably. He's going to release a record sometime this year, and it's going to be incredible. I've heard some of it, and he's always been one of my favorite songwriters, and I'm just looking forward to it. I don't know whether he wants anyone knowing that he's working on a record right now, so I'm not going to tell you who it is. Okay. Anyway, we got cut off there. I think I was talking about, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. The news is my song's definitely going to be in The Walking Dead this year. It's incredible, and I could weep. I'm so happy.
Do I have to do that?
It's kind of, this thing that I love to do, make songs, I just got to, for the longest time, I just got to thinking and feeling that it was just a lark. And it was just this kind of hobby. My taxes were filed as a hobby. There's going to be some money that comes in with this thing. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it. I don't know. I kind of want to share everything with you guys, but with everybody. Hey, everybody. I don't know why that's so funny to me. I think I still can't get over the fact that every single video I ever open up on the internet to learn anything about how to do anything starts out with a hey, guys, or a hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Hey, everybody.
Even like the boner commercials, you know, they take the pill. Like, hey, guys. It's awesome.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, I just got like really emotional all of a sudden thinking about all the good things that I've got going for me right now. It's like, oh, this man, I better watch out. Like, there's a bus coming with my name on it. You know what I mean?
Hey, everybody.
It's like, this can't be happening. All this stuff can't be happening at the same time. I'm so young for this to be happening to me as well, you know? And I've been recording these little process stories on my phone, but I've also been recording a ton of video with the drums. I've got the drums ready for tracking. I've got the vocals all set up to track. I haven't done them yet. My voice, even though it doesn't sound good now, is doing pretty well. So I'll probably track tomorrow, I guess, with the vocals. All right, I'll leave it there for now. But yeah, it's happening. And the train's going to leave the station here. So it's looking like mid-late March, that this episode is going to air with my music on it. Music's going to be non-diegetic, man, which is amazing. Meaning it's like score. It's not just going to be piped in like some music in the background of a scene that's playing out of some extras, some person's headphones leaking. So it was really, really crazy. There's just so many places to be online. It's really daunting. And it feels like I'm never, ever, ever going to approach getting it all correct. But so I think it's just another case of me making a list of all the things that I want to do and then circling things I can do and then just like getting those things done and then spending the rest of my energy trying to get all the other stuff done. And then making room in my mind, heart, and time just to be grateful to anything that happens because of this. Because grateful and ready to do what comes next. I was working super hard on the Central Plains record when this all started. I talked to Nick, and he's just the coolest about my situation with this good news and defending the music for time. But I believe in my music enough. I already spent the money on, I mean, I spent $8,000 making my record in 2012, and there's no way I recouped that. I believe in my music. And this has been something that's happened that's caused me to believe in it even more. And if I could have a few things like this happen over the next 20 years, I'd be all right. Because, and that's a tough place to get. It took me a while to get to that point, and it's a very tough place to get to and stay, I think, for the modern DIY musician. So hopefully if you're out there and you're hearing this and you're wondering how you get your music on a TV show, because everybody wants that. I think the most important thing you can do for your music, regardless of whether you get it on a TV show or whatever, is to believe in it. Believe in it. Believe in yourself. Believe you. And then, because you believe in what you're doing, you take care in the doing of it. Every aspect. You just care about every aspect. And the music will just be infinitely better. Infinitely better. If you care about the musicians you're playing with, if you care that they're enjoying what they're doing, if you care about all of it, of course you can't please everybody, but if you truly care about what you're doing and you don't leave it up to somebody else to do it, and you try to learn everything there is to know about it, you're just going to make great stuff. It's going to sound like you. It's not going to sound like everybody else. You can try to sound like somebody else, you know, and that I think that's helpful sometimes to keep yourself grounded, to have some sort of comparison, some sort of target that you can, as long as you're not, like, blatantly copying it. I think that, well, I'll end with this thought. This is one of the thoughts I had a couple weeks ago, and it really, like, made a lot of sense to me. And that's that if necessity is the mother of invention, right? If by needing something you become inventive to serve the need, then what do you do if you don't need anything? If everything's been done before, how do you stay inventive? Anyway, that's a parting thought there. If you have any ideas on the answer of that, or you have anything you want to say or comment on about what I'm talking about here, if any of this stuff's happened to you and you've got something to say, I'd be grateful for your comments. Be well, everybody. Be kind to others.